For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Dear listeners, welcome to the Kodesh Family Church, Philadelphia, under the leadership of Bishop Dag Heward Mills. This denomination has grown with over several branches all over the world. We are excited to come your way with the anointed word of God, which has the power to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned as we receive God's word through his servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
For a minute. Can we have the verse for the week, please? All right. Beautiful. Romans 8, 38 and 39. It says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." It's a beautiful verse, isn't it? Yeah. So this verse, like I said in the first service, key portions are persuaded and separate. You have to be very convinced about the love of God, for you never doubt the love of God. Amen. Sometimes God or the Satan will try to make you feel like you've lost it. God doesn't love you, but never lose it. Stand to your feet as we say this verse together. Let's say it together. Romans 8, 38 and 39. "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Amen. All right, let us pray. Close your eyes and just begin to thank God for this afternoon, this short time that we have with him. Just bless his name. I want to hear you pray. Lift up your voice, open your mouth, and just say something sweet to God. Thank him. Thank him for everything that he's done for you so far. Bless his name. Say thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you have done. Give you praise. Ask him to this afternoon speak to you. Ask him to give you a personal message. Ask him for impartation. Say to the Lord, "Lord, teach me something. Give me a great impartation this afternoon to your glory. In the name of Jesus. Amen." Father, we thank you. We bless you. Thank you for this great opportunity. We ask the Lord you speak to us, meet our needs, give us personalized messages that will make us better. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, please be seated. Amen. So for those who are missing this afternoon service, I can understand if maybe you missed the time shift, but it's kind of still late, isn't it? Around this time, everyone should be awake, isn't it? Amen. All right. I want us to pray just a little bit before I share the word. Let us turn to Galatians 4:19. How many of you want your lives to be better than what it is now? Truthfully. Are you sure? Or because I'm asking. Robin, you want your life to be? Okay. And how many of you know that takes a lot of work? Hard work. You know, yesterday I had a camp-like convention, more like camp-like in Allentown, because it was not like a regular convention where you stand and preach and then you pray for people, and it was more of a prolonged service. And I feel a little tired, but I believe I can survive because Christ is my strength. Now, a young man walked up to me after I was done And he said to me that for the past few months, things are not going well in his life. So he wanted to talk to me in private. So I'm like, wow, what's going on? Tell me. So he began to list or describe what he thought was things not going well in his life. So I listened. And as he went on and on, another point, I just jumped in. And I'm like, what is not really going on well with your life? Everything, so far, what you said to me is normal. You see? Because we were talking about work, school, and it's hard work. You can't substitute work and school for, anything easier. It's going to be work, Israel. Everything is hard work. In fact, every good thing is hard work. It is only things that are not good that is not hard work. You see? So what I'm trying to show you is this, that if you want your Christian life to be a certain way, you would have to invest. You have to do some work. It doesn't come by sleeping, eating and sleeping and waking up, and then on Sunday morning you expect your life to be a certain way. It doesn't happen like that, you see. Let me ask you another question. How many of you have in your heart a goal? Is there somebody that you would like to be like? Huh? Seriously. Don't tell me because I'm asking you. You see what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? Everybody should have somebody that you aspire to be like. When I was your age, man, Charlie, when I see people that are anointed, I see Bishop. And then Bishop talked about Kenneth Hagin. One day I said, let me learn about this guy. Let me figure out who I started this. I just couldn't stop. Yeah. And my intention and my goal and everything that I want, I just wanted to be like them. You see. So you should have a goal. You should have somebody that you can look up to and say, I want to be like this person. You see. Romeo, do you have somebody like that in mind? Somebody, do you mind sharing it? Come and share. I'm going to pray a few minutes and then I'll share something briefly. So take a mic. Are any of the mics working? Yes, so. Which one should he pick? Pink. He doesn't like pink. He's a man. All right.
Hello.
Okay. So who do you want to be like?
I've actually, when I was in Ghana, I used to look up to Archbishop.
Archbishop Nankan Williams,
yes.
Okay.
Because I always feel like whenever he steps on stage, you know, the anointing that is around him is very powerful.
Okay.
You know, whenever he opens his mouth and speaks, it feels like the heavens have opened.
Mm.
And, you know, it's one of the reasons why that actually made me come to Lighthouse.
Okay.
When I was in America, because I couldn't find, you know, like action.
You couldn't find any action, so
yeah.
Lighthouse became a substitute.
Yeah.
It's okay, because Bishop is actually Archbishop Duncan Williams' son. So it's fine. Okay. So that is why you came.
Yeah, listening to his story when he was a kid, when he was a thief, stealing and everything, until that day the demon spoke to him to, you know, put his hand through the candle and then bend his fingers and everything. Yeah, that was like, that actually moved me to kind of, I've actually listened to Bishop also talk about the same thing. You know, God always consider people who are nothing to become something.
Okay.
So that kind of like actually related and then made me understood that if you actually follow God's ways, he will actually put you up there.
Amen. So that's good. Put your hands together for him. Yeah. So the point I'm trying to make, you can have a seat now. The point I'm trying to make is that every one of you should, you see, and just having a thought about who you want to become like should not end there. You see, there's a journey. There's a hard journey from where you are to where you want to be. It's not easy. Yes. Bishop Ayidipo always says that faith is hard work. I mean, you have to work hard. Do you get it? Yeah. Now, One of the things that you have to do is to pray a lot, you see. And you see, sometimes when I talk to people like you, younger and all that, you know, you can look at me in two ways. You can look at me as somebody coming from higher and trying to give you some instructions, you see, which is not a realistic way of looking at me. I want you to look at me also with the eye and the heart that I've been where you are. You know I've been where you are. Yeah. Yes. There's nothing that you think you feel now that I've not felt before. So we've all been there. I mean, you have to. There's an old proverb in the local language that I speak, which states that you have to say one before two. You see, there's no 50-year-old who has not been in his 20s. You have to have passed through 20s to get to 50. You see, and what I'm showing you is that you have to. These are the best of your years. These are the best of your. I'm telling this is the greatest part of your life, because what you make with these years is going to determine how you will look when you are 50. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm saying that part of this is work. So this man, as he was talking to me, I said, this young boy, you know, he just got married a few months ago. I said to him, there's nothing abnormal about what you are saying. It's normal. It's normal to feel pressure. It's normal to feel like things are difficult. It's difficult. Nobody's lying. Nobody would. Anybody who says otherwise is lying. It is difficult, but you have to rise up and push and move forward, because the way you handle it now will determine how you will be like in the future. Yeah. And I know when you raise up your hand that when I say that everybody have a goal or like a role or a model that you would like to be like one day, I believe, because it's also a normal thing for a young person to want to be like something. Yeah, because young people like you are full of hope. Yeah, you are full of hope. When you get older and a lot of things have eluded you, not because of God's, you know, fault, but because you didn't take the necessary steps, you see that people older find it more difficult to believe. Yeah, and I believe that this is one of the reasons why Bishop is so eager and so pushing, very pushy about this generation, this younger generation, because you are the future, you see. So I want us to rise up. We're going to pray, and we're going to pray about our future, okay? I want you to see where you want to be in a couple of years and relate it to Galatians 4:19. It says, my little children, of whom I travail. The word travail is labor. You understand? Yeah, labor is hard work. It's hard work. Hey! Mika, don't worry. It's hard work, but it's doable. Eh? Yeah. If it was, I don't know why Esa is laughing like that. You know? Esther went through once, and she's elected to go through again. So it cannot be. Stephanie, be careful on sitting on that row. It could be very contagious. Except that if you catch that issue, we'll have a talk, because I don't know where it's coming from. Yes. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, it's hard work. It's labor. Is so when he talks about travailing in birth, it's laboring to bring forth a baby. Yeah. Justin, have you ever asked your mom about her labor with you? Yeah. When I used to work in the OBGYN department in Ghana, Africa, where I come from, it's sometimes a sad thing to walk by or to work in that department. Because you have women who have been in labor for hours and cursing their husbands with foul language. They'll mention their husband, maybe Romeo, then that four-letter words, look at what you've done to me. But that shall not be your story. So it is hard work. Lucy. He said, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. So it takes the labor of prayer and other things to cause that final picture of Christ. Because your goals, I believe, you know, like you want to be like Bishop Duncan. Well, Bishop Duncan Williams is very godlike. He's a follower of God. He's a man of prayer. I mean, when he stands to pray, hey, you've seen that there's prayer. Eh? It's hard to imitate him. I don't know how to imitate him. But when you have somebody who can imitate Bishop Duncan Williams, you would. You see, there's a prophet, a young prophet here in America. I forgot his name. And he was saying that if you need prayer, this is what he said. He said, if you need prayer, get an African, if you need somebody to pray for, get an African prayer, an African pastor to pray for you. Don't get an American pastor. I'll share it with you. Yeah, it's a young, one of the young prophets here. He said, and he was, I know, but he was dead because he goes to Ghana. He's one of those guys who goes to Ghana. And I believe he was talking about Archbishop. Hey, you command the heavens and angels and seas and the sea and the winds to, hey, by the time he's done, you, even by the time you say amen, you know the prayer has been answered just by the choice of words. Yeah. Do you see? So it takes a lot of work for you to have that form in you. Robin, do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's going to take a lot of work for Bishop Duncan Williams to be formed in you, in that sense, that godlike nature in him that you want to be like. All right? So I want us to pray and have the picture and ask God for help and grace. Yeah. Because there are things worrying against us. Yeah. When I was your age, there were things worrying against me. Yeah. Not that they've stopped. Do you get me? But they are different. Yeah, there are issues that war against you when you are older. When you are 40, there are different issues. When you are 30, they are different. When you are 20s, hey, it's a different kind of war. You see, and you have to fight it off with prayer and hard work. Studying the word and all that, but prayer. So I want us to lift our voice, and I want everyone in this room to pray seriously and say, God, help me. Help me to be what you want me to be. Help me to be what I wish and I so desire to be like that person, to be like Jesus, to be like you know the vision that you've given me that I want to be. Help me. Lift up your voice, right, everyone. Everyone take this prayer and begin to pray. Karamamodiana, sipereyando, korobodiana, bala mamodi, lishtakapala, bari andarabam. Amen, 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 amen. Look at me, look at me, look at me. You see, I expect when we are praying here to be different from when we are praying in the main church. Huh? How many of you watched the most recent between the porch and the altar? Yes. In fact, recently somebody was even talking to me about comparing the Harmattan Bible seminar to when First Love had their camp, because they had a camp, Mountain of the Lord camp before that. Big difference. You see, when you are young, your prayer should be different. It should not be like 50, 60 year olds have gathered and they are praying. So when I say let's pray, let's pray. You see what I'm saying? Yes, let's pray. I don't want to feel like I'm in the first service. I want to feel like I'm in the second service with energy, young people's energy. Do you get what I'm saying? All right, lift up your voice one more time and begin to pray. Come on now. Kala baborianda. Lesto prokapa chapariande. Le baboria. Zebrebelia. Bandelema. Come on, pray yourself out. Say, God, I am praying that I would be, I would move on. I will push on. I will not give up. I will push on. I will not give up. I will thrive. I will do my best. I will kick things out. I will push things on until Christ be formed. Come on, pray that prayer. Jesus. Oh, help your young ones. Help us, Lord. 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 May Christ be formed in us. May Christ be formed in us. May the goals, the visions that we have for ourselves, Lord, There are visions that you have given to us. There are goals that you have given to us. Let Christ be formed in us. Let Christ be formed in us. Kala brute paramanoshe. Lisapalianda kendolo mokorondea. Listombre ke palababonda. Leshekaraba kelo brute banderebe. Let Christ be formed in us, Lord. Let Christ be formed in us, Lord. Let Christ be formed in us, Lord. Let the godliness that we so desire, let the godliness that we all desire, let the godliness that we so desire, let it be formed in us, Lord. Kalimba, leshempro, kapalemando, zobelemando, 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 rapatela, shima kabalamanga. Letobro kelabone kalamamo zabalamama nabreveliana chele mamara repetala sepreke palo kenana mamana. Yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Mangora mikantoria celebro boboros elamama bongada lebro de chela mama rapale 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 chepele bambo somba kundele kebara lezelemro huta kalambro hine kenda. Me changa lama kutapalea zobre talima zaba ikotombro shambala mama brokotobra rekepalo sima zima 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 lecho poko lama kina lecho poka lama kima zebre hilo kotopale ina zambra kolos sobro tala debre lena docheba ikalaba kalaboria 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 ikotopokotoria Ikatamba, Kalimamo, Sombre, Kela Mazombre, Kela Mamose, Zebre Kemamonde, Isa Papalian, Chambrea, Cabalos, 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 Chabeando, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Are you tired standing? All right, good. The answer has to be no. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. He says, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of God may rest upon me. Wow. Now, if you look at the context of this, Paul had an issue, okay? If you read verse 8, it says, for this thing I besought the Lord three times, isn't it? That it might depart from me. So Paul had an issue. And he said, for this particular issue, I sought God's face three times that thing will go away. That it might depart from me. He had a problem. So even people like Apostle Paul had a problem. Apostle Paul, he had a problem, Julian. Can you believe it? So how can we behave like we don't have problems? Then verse 9. This is what the Lord said. And he said unto me. So God answered to him. This is what God said to him. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. That is why my strength is made perfect. So when Paul got this revelation, he said, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities. I'll rather boast. I'll say, Charlie, I'm weak in this area. Because that is where God's power is made perfect. Yeah. One of the things I've learned in this country is that when you are with someone that has an infirmity, okay, maybe they have, there's one of the Sam's Club that's near my house. That's where I usually go to buy stuff. There's a lady on that handles one of the counters, and she has a little deformity with one arm, do you see? But I know in this country, you don't help people like that. Do you know why? Because they I've tried it before. They'll fire back on you and say, who told you I need your help? Yeah, because to them, there's no, they are like, but your hand is like this. Someone, she's carrying stuff out of the, you know, heavier stuff. I just feel like, should I jump? But I stand and I stop. Do you see? Because you can't get help until you have asked for help. Do you see? And that is why we must ask for help. Yeah. I talked to a lot of you. There are very few of you that I really even know what the issues are. That, I mean, you have confirmed, but I know. How do I know? I just know. I've been doing this for many years, quite a while. Yeah. And when I say something, I say, I think this, I know most of the time I'm right. Very few of you will come and say, Reverend, I have this issue. When I see the beer bottles, I can't depart from it. It's an issue. I have to grab it and drink it. Very few people. Very few people will talk about issues that relate to even their morality. And so we are all here. And but look at what it says. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities. The culture of First Life is to, when they stand up and they are talking about their testimony, don't you see how they talk about their testimony? I used to do this, I used to do this. One day, I don't know whether it was here, well, listen, this lady came and was talking about how she sleeps with everybody. Yeah, that she married there. Yeah, I remember it was here, right? So she goes right after the married men. And then he called the wives after he's blown the... You see, usually men blow women, but she the other way, she blows them. Blowing is one of our terms in the church. Ask your neighbor, do you know blowing? First of all, you don't know blowing. She said you should tell her what blowing is. You don't know what blowing is. Even the way we are talking about, can't you know what blowing is? Even Justin knows what blowing is, just by the way we are talking. Justin, is it not true? Yeah. Are you here? Yeah. So you have to get to, otherwise you will not be helped. Do you understand? You must talk to God about things. God, this is my problem. This is my problem. God, when I see the buttocks, I can't move. Nadia, you don't like the way I'm preaching. Oh Lord, when I see those ties. Oh Lord, when she talks to me, the way her breasts. It's a problem. Yeah, you have to talk. You see, and let me tell you this, some of the issues are not just, they are not just problems that can be dealt with power alone. Do you guys see? They are wisdom and power. Because the Bible says that Christ the wisdom and Christ the power. So some of the problems is not just even tongues alone that will take it away. But even wisdom, they need to talk about it. They need to a fatherly person or even somebody else to be checking on you and asking you, how is it? How is it? What happened? How was this week? What were the scores? Is it 0-0 or 1-0 against or 4? What is it? Even that by itself sets the background. Do you understand what I'm saying? Listen, I'm talking to you out of my heart. Sets the background even for you to progress. Yeah. When Paul and I say, when I with God, you know, instead of appearing holy and appearing like I'm Mother Teresa or the Pope, I would rather beat my chest and say, Lord, me, I haven't done well. I did this. Help me. And when you do that, he says, his power, his ability, the divine ability will be made available to you for you to do well. And when you do well, you should come and share the testimonies. Yeah. Then I used to be like this, like this, like you. When people are sharing, are you not blessed? You stand there and enjoy it and clap. Whoa, but how about you? You must also be able to share your testimony so that somebody else will be healed and delivered by your testimonies. Yeah, especially here in North America. Yeah. Amen. Some of you have very powerful testimonies that you can share that will make a difference. Amen. Lift up your voice one more time and pray. Talk to God about your weakness right now. Yes. If you don't want your neighbor to hear, just murmur it to God. Just say it quietly to God. But pray after you mention it. Say, God, I need your help. God, I need your help. Tell God, God, I'm here. I have this issue. This issue is my problem. This issue is my problem. God, I need your help. I need your help like Paul. I need your help like Paul. And tell him I'm praying by 2 Corinthians 12:9. I'm saying, God, I am telling you my issue. My issue is this. My deficiency is this. My problem is this. And I need your help, God. 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 Come on, pray that prayer. Lift up that voice. Oh, Lesto prekitaya maluste prano chekalama rokepaya kelebro timaria mambrodi lebalus lebalus sombroko paliando kenana mabroge kelabro che prabodia ene sambre ke palumandori andele bastamba racha kapakala babalaba kala babalaba balaba kala babalaba balaba mikoto pali miando robo sepre ke paluze ke le mianda shamba le ke broko poro si paliamo koto pradiande che la mando lebro ste palama. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help me, 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 Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we believe your word. And we believe that it shall be and it has been to us according to your word. Thank you for your strength, divine power that is made available for our weaknesses. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, be seated. So we started talking about choose hard and difficult things. Do you remember? Instead of easy, nice and easy things. And I told you I was sharing from this book, The Art of Leadership. It's a very good book. Amen. So you must choose hard and difficult things instead of nice and easy things. You know? Let me tell you this, that, you know, you will have to pay a price for whatever you do. There's a price to pay. And if you don't pay it now, you pay later. And the price, as time goes on, even gets higher. So pay it now whilst you are young and be free. Jesus was faced with the difficulty of the cross. He could have walked away from it, but he embraced it. To show you how difficult it was for him, look at John 12:27. John 12:27. It says, now is my soul, so this is Jesus crying, now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. For this cause came I unto this hour. Amen. So Jesus Christ embraced the cross. He embraced it. He realized that he needed to go through to be what God wanted him to be. And you need to go through what you need to go through. Amen. Now, we are often faced with the choice of hard and difficult things. Between hard and difficult things and nice and easy things. So on one hand, left hand, you have hard and difficult things. And on the right hand, you have nice and easy things. And I'm sharing with you and encouraging you that choose hard and difficult things. In fact, hard and difficult things will help you move through life and advance in life quicker. surprisingly, hard and difficult things than nice and easy things. I'm not deceiving what most of you are into now, schooling. Yeah, that's cool. Go to school. Go to school and develop yourself. One of the things that Bishop preaches a lot this is on, or he emphasizes on that, we go to school not to just educate ourselves, but we go to school to actually earn a real profession. Yeah, that's how sometimes he jokes about science and art students, and then you sometimes make people mention what courses they are doing. Do something that is productive, that you know that once you come out of school, there will be a job for you. It's key. It's key. And if you feel like you go to school more, go to school. I mean, I'm 50 something. I don't remember even how much I am now. Yeah. But I just joined a fellowship program. Because even though I'm a physician, I do mostly administrative now. In fact, 95% of my time I do administrative work. And I have no credentials whatsoever other than experience of an administrator. So now I'm doing arts. I'm doing a fellowship in health management, health executive, to be a fellow. Yeah, so I can have some credentials. When people are talking, I can also talk some. And when I talk, you see that I'm not airy. You see? So develop yourself. So choose hard and difficult and move on. Yeah. Nadia and Christine, when you finish, advance. You see, don't take just a basic. Do you know that the statistics show that there are a lot of college students now who just stay home? A college student who are driving Uber. There are people who have gone to college, paid fees, they are still paying on loans that they owe. And they can't even service their loans properly because they don't make a good income. So develop yourself. Yeah, develop yourself and move on. Yeah. So that by the time you have children, do you get me? Or as you are having children, you are also your income is also going up. Be the maximum of what you can. Be the maximum of whatever you can. Yeah. When you look at a line of profession, aim at the top. For nurses, your top is nurse practitioners. Go out for it. And be broad-minded, open-minded about even things to do, like nurse practitioners. Look at what is current around. One of the areas that is hot on the market, I can tell, is psychiatry. It looks odd. Why should I be a psychiatrist and deal with people who are mad and screaming and yelling? Yeah, but it's a hot, very hot area. Yeah, in some areas of the country now, it takes about 6 months to even have an appointment with a psychiatrist. Because it's a very sick country. It's a lot of... I don't know the statistics, but a lot of depression, drug addiction. Yeah, drug addiction and all sort of psychiatric issues. It takes 6 months. So right now, if you are getting mad, your madness will have to wait for 6 months. Yeah, your madness will have to wait for 6 months. Yeah. In fact, it's so crucial that what they are doing now is that they are pushing even those of us in primary care. Okay, I'm a pediatrician. Those of us in primary care, to even like if you are in primary care and you are at a particular facility, I work for an FQAT, Federally Qualified Health Center. They actually sort of give you a short course quickly and empower you with the ability to write certain psychotropic medications. Yeah. They call them MATs, medication assisted therapy. You know, so that you can just prescribe. So I'm a pediatrician. I can prescribe Suboxone. Yeah, I can write Suboxone. Just sign script for Suboxone. Yeah, Suboxone is you can in lay term you can even say that Suboxone is almost like a milder form of heroin. Yeah, that's how it is. Yeah. Because we're taking the heroin from here and giving you a milder one that we can control. Addiction is a big problem, oh. Yeah. So now be open-minded, though. Yeah, don't rule it out. You'll be surprised. I told you before, right? Yeah. It looks so odd, Christine. Yeah, it looks so odd. But you'll be surprised. And anybody else doing anything, me kind of, go for it. Have an open mind. Amen. So choose hard and difficult things instead of nice and easy things. Amen.